Hello, red shirts. Welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I have a very important question. What is the best RPG? I think I have the best answer. Listen after the break for what my answer is, and do you have an answer yourself?
Knows how to wield a sword, spells arcane and divine, up on a shield to a wolf, and if you have the time, he's got a mean sales pitch, he even makes it rhyme, and if you need a job, this is his go-to line. Some people wanna die more, I can't imagine why. They say once you fuck the bomb, there's nothing left to buy. But if you wanna die rich, go coins up on both eyes. Then raise up your longsword, follow me and die. Yeah, raise up your longsword, follow me and die.
So what is the best role-playing game? Do you have an answer for this question? Is it a good answer? Is it inviting of new players to join in to role-playing games? I have an answer, and I think it's the right answer. So the question is, what is the best role-playing game? And here's what I think is the best answer. The one you play. Because if you're not playing it, it isn't the best one for you. My answer is all about playing RPGs. If someone is spending all their time complaining about some role-playing game they never have and never will play, are they really gamers? Do they even play? If all you do is shit on others' fun, then you are a miserable, lonely person. For me, role-playing games are about getting a group together and having fun. Back in the day when I started, it was hard to get a group together. All we wanted to do was game. We started letting our little brothers play, and they gladly toed the line because they wanted to play. If we weren't so shy around girls, and if we thought they'd play, we would have asked them. We had kids from all different groups involved. The majority were in band, theater, art, or National Honor Society. There were a few jocks in the mix, too. And we didn't turn away gamers because you never knew when you'd be hard-pressed and need to invite them to fill out the table. Complainers complaining about games they won't play or run can sit in their rooms complaining to the walls. The rest of us want to play. I'll play almost any role-playing game, and any gamer that is courteous and respects the others at the table and allows each player to have a share of the spotlight, I'll join in. I have less patience for those that seem to naturally hog the focus to the exclusion of others. We can share the table and each have a bit of the focus. Play the game and have fun. Complaining isn't fun. Complaining is a form of gatekeeping as it seeks to discourage others from, quote, bad, wrong fun. That's the kind of fun one shouldn't have because it only occurs when playing or discussing games that complaining complainers can't stand for some ill-defined but supposedly valid reason. I'm not sure they understand what a role-playing game is, let alone what it takes to play one. Games are supposed to be fun, and games are meant to be played. If you find that a game isn't for you, that's all you really need to say about it. If pressed, just the facts will do, such as the mechanics or the theme or whatever just doesn't appeal to you. That's okay. But going on a vindictive crusade and ridiculing playstyles, types of role-playing game, genres of role-playing game, some aspects of a player, or stereotyping players of the role-playing game you don't like, is counterproductive. If the complaining complainers spent half that energy on doing something positive, like playing a game that they do like, or writing their own game, adventure, or novel, they'd be cranking out a lot of product every year. So go find the best role-playing game for you and play it. Because the best role-playing game is the one you play. This means that the best changes based on what you're playing. It's okay to have one favorite or a group of favorites that you rotate through. The main thing is to play and have fun. Be an ambassador to the game. For indeed, the best role-playing game is the one you play. So as always, get out there and game on. Hello, I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. Welcome to Follow Me and... Damn, lost another one. We have a new position opening for a mercenary here at Follow Me and Die. Applicants are welcome. Follow Me and Die is an old-school RPG podcast. I share my experiences and ideas about role-playing games that all started with the Holmes Blue Box Basic Dungeons & Dragons over 40 years ago. I've played lots of role-playing games that were new in the late 70s through the mid-80s, and some of those I still like to play, especially Dungeons & Dragons. But there's more than older role-playing games out there. I share ideas that will fit into any game or genre. So check out my podcast. I'm always looking for a few good minions.
Better do what Grubba says.